This is Stephen Strang. Today, Queen Elizabeth II died September 8th, 2022. She's the longest reigning monarch in British history. She was 96 years old. She was a queen from the time she was 25. Now King Charles will reign in Britain. She was a deeply spiritual woman. Charles is not. In this episode of the Strang Report, we'll talk about that, and I'll also tell you my unlikely connection to Queen Elizabeth II. Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Strang Report with Stephen Strang, the founder of Charisma. This podcast is to encourage you to experience the power of the Holy Spirit and to discuss spiritual issues facing the church, our nation, and the world.
Welcome back. I came into the studio to opine about the life of Queen Elizabeth. Every media in the world is writing about her, reporting on it. Of course, it's monumental news. She was the head of the Church of England, and as I'll share, she said many things to indicate that she really trusted in God. I said that I had a connection with her, and I did. And it had to do with our Bible translation called the Modern English Version. When we published this in 2013, it was an update of the King James Version. And the translation committee kept a lot of the things from the original King James, which in its day was modern English. You know, there have been a number of translations. Each of them have pluses and minuses. I'm partial to the modern English version, as you might imagine. And what I like about it is it's very easy reading. It is modern English, but it keeps kind of the cadence and the grandeur of the King James version that we grew up with. Some of the translations don't. And one of the things that the translators did is that they mimicked what's in the front of a King James Bible. In fact, in a lot of Bibles, you can actually look this up and see that it's true. They dedicated it to King James. Now, this was 1611, and actually back then, the king was the publisher. It was the authorized version. He authorized it. Of course, they dedicated it to him. And what happened was our translators wanted to dedicate it to Queen Elizabeth. So if you open up a modern English version, as I am now, and on the very first page after the contents, it says, "To Her Majesty Elizabeth II, by the grace of God and the United Kingdom of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, and of her other realms and territories, Queen, Head of the Commonwealth, Defender of the Faith, the translators of the Bible wish grace, peace, and mercy through Jesus Christ our Lord." Aren't those beautiful words? Well, we found out that you're not supposed to dedicate anything to the royal family unless you get their approval. But we're Americans, we did not know that. So we found out that we could get it approved after the fact, which is exactly what happened. We also wanted to give her a copy, a nice copy. We had to jump through all kinds of hoops. We had to do all kinds of things to try to get this approved. Of course, not being British, we didn't know all the protocol, but I have a couple of friends in England. One of them is a man named Martin Clark. He's a very successful businessman in London. His wife, Shanine, is a noted author and speaker. They're very strong Christians, and they attended a large conference that I attended in Jerusalem in 2015. And we talked about the modern English version. In fact, we had a big presentation in Jerusalem to kind of introduce it to the worldwide Christian community. And he and a couple of friends that he had, who later became my friends, had contacts with the royal family, with Windsor Castle, and we were arranged, it took months, but we arranged a special presentation of the modern English version to Queen Elizabeth herself. It happened in May of 2016. It was in St. George Chapel at Windsor Castle. This was the same place that Prince Philip's funeral was just a couple of months ago. And she lives at Windsor Castle, plus some other places, but that was her principal residence. And she had a special pastor who was on staff. He had a certain role. There was certain protocol. He would have devotions with her. I never really understood everything, but I got to know him, and he was very, very helpful. We had a very nice service there. It was their Sunday evening Vesper service, complete with an all-boys choir in that magnificent building. And then at the end of Vespers, there was a special ceremony to present the Bible to Queen Elizabeth. At the time, she was 90 years old. Her health was failing. She didn't have as much energy. And they told us long before the event that there was a possibility that she would be there and a possibility that she wouldn't be. It kind of depended on how she felt that day. We had some dignitaries there. It was a very controlled group. You know, it was a lot of pomp and ceremony and so forth, a lot of prayers and short speeches and so forth. She ended up not being there, so I did not get the opportunity to meet her, shake her hand, and perhaps get a photograph. But I was told that by presenting it the way we did, it was tantamount to presenting it to herself. And her pastor promised me that he would personally deliver to her this very nice version that we did. It was very, very fancy. I almost hesitate to say how much it was. It was thousands of dollars. It was real gold along the edge. It was a special cover. It had a very, very nice box, kind of like a cigar box, but it was kind of that shape. Much, much nicer. It had the royal insignia on it. We had to get permission to do that. I wanted to make a duplicate copy because we had to have this specially made, of course. And I wanted to make it to present to the Museum of the Bible, which was opening in Washington, D.C. about that time. They would not approve it. They just have all these rules and protocol and everything else. So, of course, you know, we cooperated. I gave the Museum of the Bible another version of it. We actually prepared a special Bible with a cover for the attendees so that everybody that came had a momentum, and it commented on the date and where it was and so forth. So anyway, going through that whole process made me very aware in a way that I had never been before, and frankly, most Americans aren't, of the kind of thing that happens. And of course, now that she's passed away, it comes to my mind. And I just thought that my listeners of the Strang Report would appreciate that. And then I will write an op-ed. I will opine in print. Well, actually, it's not in print. It's online, but a written version that we'll post along with embedding this podcast. And, you know, there's not a whole lot that I can add to what others have said, but this is quite a change. You know, she was queen for 70 years, most of my life. And, you know, I've seen many documentaries, just followed her. Always had a lot of respect for her. Didn't respect a lot of the other members of the royal family, and including King Charles, Prince Charles, until now. He does not have an ardent faith as she did. In fact, he embraces all religions. So he's going to be head of the Church of England, but he somehow embraces all these religions. So it's going to be interesting to see how all that works out. Prince Andrew has had well-publicized failures, I'll call them. I don't need to rehearse them here, but, you know, they actually, you know, withdrew royal privileges. And then, of course, Harry, Prince Harry, her grandson, actually walked away from his royal duties. So, I mean, you know, the ups and downs, ins and outs of the royal family are well known, well documented. Of course, we all remember Princess Diana. And I don't go to a lot of movies, but I did watch the movie Queen, which was about Queen Elizabeth and about the royal family during that episode. And I can only speculate that it was fairly close. The little bit I knew about the news, it seemed to be fairly real to life. And Queen Elizabeth in that movie was portrayed as a very nice person. You know, my friend Martin Clark has written for us many times on charismanews.com. So as we knew that Queen Elizabeth was basically on her deathbed, we actually reached out to him to write for us from the British perspective. And of course, being a strong Christian, he and I had actually talked about the Queen and her faith. And he wrote a very nice op-ed on Charisma News. You need to check it out. And, you know, one of the lines he said, "For many, Her Majesty had been with us all our lives, crowned the year that my friend Martin was born. Forever there, forever faithful, defender of the faith. The Queen, the very pillar of our establishment, who loved the Lord. Her faith and her love for Scripture is an inspiration to all." And there was a famous quote that many people are quoting. We had another news article that quoted a lot of the things she said, but she said this: "Each day is a new beginning. I know that the only way to live my life is to try to do what is right, to take the long view, to give of my best in all that the day brings, and to put my trust in God." And of course, her speeches, especially at Christmas, were full of biblical references. She had, you know, as I said, a personal pastor. She had some kind of personal devotional life. He assured me that she would read this Bible that we gave to her, and my friend Martin Clark confirmed that he knew that she had read it many times. So that's just, it's not that big a deal, but I just thought I'd mention it because it's my connection to the late Queen of England. There's more I could say. I may say some more things in my opine, but in this podcast, I wanted to share my personal reflections. I believe that she's with Jesus, and she's made the journey that all of us are going to have to make at one time, because all of us are going to have to stand before our Maker. It reminds me of the little saying that we put on my mother's gravestone. I did a podcast, a tribute to her. Of course, I knew my mother much better, and the circumstances of doing a podcast were very different. But on her tombstone, we put this little stanza from a longer poem by a famous missionary who lived in the early 1900s named C.T. Studd. He was also British. He was a missionary to Africa, and he wrote these words: "Only one life, 'twill soon be past. Only what's done for Christ will last." And each of us, as we reflect on our own life and the fact that we're all going to make the journey that Queen Elizabeth has just made, we need to be able to stand before our Maker and hope that He will say, "Well done, good and faithful servant." With that, I'll end this podcast. I'll invite you to post it on social media, to send it to friends, to like it if you listen on Spotify or iTunes. And I thank you for listening. God bless you.
Thank you for listening to The Strang Report with Stephen Strang. Stay up to date with the latest episodes by subscribing on your favorite podcast app and at cpnshows.com. Get the latest reports delivered directly to your inbox by subscribing at strangreport.com. Our Charisma Podcast Network listeners receive a 10% discount when you subscribe. Go to mycharismashop.com and use the promo code CPN.